This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. This is Ted.
Yeah, hi Ted. Did you get my emails?
I see your email. It's I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not signing that. I'm not going to have my wife sign it. This is not appropriate. It's not working at the same location. So I don't know what they're referring to and why they're even making this statement. So I don't understand how that this is something that they want now.
I will tell you, they are afraid that in this case it could be, you can transfer your operation to that company and not to pay back the loan. I believe
No, I
that's
can't.
their
I can't
concern.
legally do that. I cannot
Yeah, you.
legally do that
What do you
because
mean legally?
it's a corporate. I have a corporate entity which
Yeah,
is
and they
Stratosphere
cannot.
Incorporated, right? That is doing business as Elements Massage Riverdale. So by my corporate entity and by the franchise, I am doing business as Elements with Stratospheric,
Doing business
Incorporated.
as has nothing. No, doing business as is nothing. They cannot even talk to the guy. You've seen this D, whoever they were trying to talk to, the franchise, and they can't. Can you ask them to call
What do
in?
they need to know? Yeah, that's fine. I'll try and call Dee myself. She's a regional manager, so she travels a lot and she goes around to different franchise locations. So I'm not
I
sure
understand, but
if
she
they need to
probably
talk to
has a
her
cell phone.
or if,
Yeah,
yeah,
they need to talk to her.
or would it also work if they talk to someone in corporate, in
Maybe if you
Denver?
can have somebody, yeah, if you can somebody call this number and talk about your franchise. They want to know franchise standing probably and how it is. They want references.
Yeah, no,
That's
that's
the
fine.
thing.
I don't have a problem in getting. I'll call D and have D.
Yeah.
I'll try and get hold of
Either
D and
D,
get
if you
her.
cannot. If you cannot find her, just to do it faster, have somebody else. But I fought, and our funding manager was fighting this addendum, and it's absolutely they don't wanna. It's just to acknowledge that you have that business, and in case something will be transferred between businesses and hidden from. Paying because this is the unsecured loan and it's pretty big loan for your gross today. They are projecting that you are growing. They give a good head up to your business, but it's a pretty big loan, and that's why they're extra careful and why you cannot sign it. I don't understand either. It's your
Because
business. You're not
this is
signing the second loan.
stratospheric, but according to this language that's in this addendum, it's saying that we're allowing any future receivables generated to this other entity as well, and that's not appropriate. So this isn't an acknowledgement that I
No,
have
but
another
this is
business.
for this loan. It's like, let's say, okay, you can call it co-signment, you can call it they just because you have this second entity. And this is two small businesses and it's pretty easy, and we see it. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. We see it. People are trying to get out of paying this unsecured loan, and this is the unsecured loan. So we have no way of collecting it. So that's why it's pretty easy to transfer money or just say, okay, we gave a loan to that business. And they just want to be secure that between these two businesses, which belong to the same husband and wife, okay, we will not be cheated out of our funds. That's all. And so it's not like you're signing that somebody will take money from your bank account on the other entity. No, it's only in case of any problems, which I hope will not come to it.
I
Hello,
still
Ted,
don't.
can you hear me?
I'm here. I hear you. I still don't. This is not. I'm getting so frustrated with this process. I don't understand how all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're now trying to go after something related that's not related to this company at all.
It is
And
related.
no, it's not.
Actually,
How?
yes,
How?
it is.
How do you
It's
think it's related?
the same owner. The same owner. It's a small business. This business is actually you. Any of those businesses is you as the owner, okay? you are taking this loan and bank is trying to be protected to get the money back. That's it. And this is, they are not asking you to sign the second loan. It's not like you have now owed this twice. No, it's the same loan. You're just saying that if something will be transferred from one to the other business, they're both liable to for this loan. That's it. And especially if you're saying that the second business has absolutely nothing, has no money on account, okay, if you will need it, you will open another LLC.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm staring at the agreement, and it's saying, I agree in covenant that the agreement will be binding upon any and all future receivables generated by the following.
Okay, could you hold for 1 second? Can I put you? Okay, just 1 second now.
Okay.
Hello. Yes.
Yep.
Ted.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically saying that I'm going to agree that it's going to bind to any of receivables under Stratospheric Advisors.
Okay, only for this loan, for an amount of this loan, if the other company is not paying. You have the other company, which is paying. It's only if the other company is not paying.
Yeah, but it's not what the language is saying here. The language here is saying that I'm binding
my Stratospheric Advisors
to that company.
Wait a second. You signed the loan where you pay per day certain amount.
Yeah, I understand that. Yep, correct.
Okay,
correct.
If this amount is covered, nobody will touch your other company. Plus, we don't even have a bank account of the other company. How? Tell me. How can we touch? So
that's why I don't understand. What's the purpose of this? Then why are we having this addendum then? That's the part that's...
They feel safer. I believe that our VP and funding and everybody feels safer if they have it. And they, exactly like you, don't want to sign it. They are saying why he doesn't want to sign it. If he has
nothing to hide
and everything.
In the future, I may end up starting up the consulting business, Stratospheric Advisors. And
wonderful.
That may very well happen within, let's say, 6 months. If I do that,
okay.
I'm generating revenue in Stratospheric Advisors,
okay.
That I don't want anything legally that ties into this other business. So that's where I have an issue.
UCC will not be filed on this business. Nothing will be on this business. So how does it keep you from pursuing business
I understand, but it
LLC.
Just I understand
okay.
what you're saying.
You know,
you
know, we can involve three lawyers into these discussions or whatever. It won't be, Ted, I already had, you know, it's the end of the month, and I had all day yesterday fighting for this. I can just tell you, it won't be funded if you will not sign it. That's simple like that. It's that's it. Nothing more I can do. And I tried everything I could, believe me. And now to try to get lawyers involved, and, you know, I don't think you want to do it, and we definitely don't want to do it. To write letters, explanations, and so forth. It's nothing. It's the empty LLC you have, and you don't want to sign this. I don't know
because
why.
Because it's my future on my consulting business. I haven't done anything on that, but I may very well start that, and that's
wonderful.
My concern.
Wonderful. Your consulting. First of all, if you don't have anything on this LLC. You can start your consulting on another LLC, right?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
It costs $5 to file LLC. It's just, I don't. I can't tell you that. But it's really strange.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm frustrated with this process as well, as you can imagine.
I know. Me too. I'm frustrated with it too. And I've been dealing with this loan for forever. And I never do. Have never had problems like this.
Yeah, I'm angry.
You know, We do ask husbands to co-sign if they even don't have anything to do with the business or anything. It's never a problem.
I'm going to talk to my wife and see what she wants to do. Okay? Thanks, Leanne.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Bye.